right here with senior Kat Morton from Kennesaw State Volleyball. Second back to the conference tournament, what got the two wins and just your overall experiences with that?
Right, I think as soon as we defeated Lipscomb, I feel like we went in with a different mentality. We've always played, every year that we've gone to the finals, we've played Lipscomb, which is the first year that we went there, we played Lipscomb. So to play him in the semifinals was definitely different for us, but I think we went in with the same mentality both games. And as soon as we finished Lipscomb, we didn't go, oh, this is for a good post. I still feel like we played with the same mentality throughout the entire tournament.
How does that feel to win the conference tournament and qualify for NCAAs?
It feels amazing. It took me probably 3 days to process what we had done. But now that it's in, it's go time. We're back here practicing. I think we're just getting our mind right for leaving for Utah. It's a long trip, so I think we're preparing with a lot of water and great mentality when we come in and practice.
Talk about the pregame preparations. You said in Utah, is it the elevation? Is that a difference, or that then maybe a normal road trip for you?
All right. Well, I think the first thought is a 4.5-hour flight that we're gonna have to take, and so just being up in the air and the plane, just drink a lot of water so you don't get sick, you don't get dehydrated, and especially since you're in Utah and you are playing in the mountains, the elevation will be a little bit of a factor for different people on the team. I think water is gonna be a huge intake of water is what we're gonna have to do.
Coach talked to them earlier about Oregon. He said they're an organized team, but if you can get them out of their system, there's these opportunities there. How do you offensively do that? It's because you're the one, or defensively, how do you kind of set the tone and maybe get them disorganized or anything like that?
Well, I think defense is the number one game in volleyball, and we have a great defensive team. I think our block is doing well, so as long as we get our balls up, I know our front row will put it in no matter what. If we scramble for a ball, we're going to put it in. We're not going to do something dumb and throw it out of system so we don't have a shot. We're always going to make them play the ball no matter what.
And sir, you also mentioned serving, getting serves in. Now, how important will that be as far as just keeping, limiting your errors?
I think we need to go aggressive with our serve. A couple misses will be fine, but we're going to keep them under control. We're going to hit our zones properly. We prepare every single practice, or we have to hit every single zone. So I think our mental preparation for serving is going to be a key factor of throwing their offensive team out of system.
And you also mentioned that they have a middle, I guess, that likes to go to the side as far as attacking. How do you handle that type of stuff? And maybe not her specifically, but how do you prepare for a middle that maybe moves around a little bit more than others?
Well, in practice, our coaches usually watch Oregon, like you were saying. We didn't know they went outside, but our coach, of course, is going to get out there, and he's going to show us what they do, and we're going to over-prepare for what we know is going to happen.
All right. Appreciate